I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 9th. The Quincy City Council will continue discussing a proposal to expand the Pine Hill Cemetery this evening. The Finance Committee will meet at City Hall at 6:30 to continue reviewing a plan by Mayor Thomas Koch to add about 3,500 double grave sites to the cemetery at a cost of $16.4 million. The plan also calls for a welcome center, a veterans wall, and a water feature. Some councilors questioned the cost of the project at a previous meeting. Six people, including three from Quincy, are facing drug charges after a three-month investigation. Police say the suspects were dealing fentanyl, crack cocaine, and heroin from a house on Dysart Street in Quincy, as well as locations in Fall River, Hall, Jamaica Plain, and Randolph. Officers seized drugs, four guns, and over $20,000 in cash. Over 1,000 volunteers participated in the 33rd annual Cleaner Greener Quincy citywide spring cleanup this past Saturday. Participants braved the cold, windy conditions to clean parks, playgrounds, beaches, and other public spots. The cleaning crews were treated to a cookout at Pageant Field following the cleanup. Matt Bowes of Quincy threw out the ceremonial first pitch at Fenway Park yesterday in honor of his father, Don, who was struck and killed by a car on Newport Avenue in Quincy in March. 58-year-old Donald Bowes was a longtime security staff member at Fenway Park. That incident remains under investigation. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive today from 1 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 9th.